Tagarong, Disc 2.
Chapter 4. Grisul had a fire going in a small cave on the riverbank, a tiny island of light in the darkness. Outside, the clan huddled in their hastily erected shelters, mostly frayed pieces of canvas draped over branches and spear shafts. They ate what they had managed to forage that day on the journey westward. Squatting in any dry place, the vermin cursed the storm under their breath, hoping for fairer weather with the arrival of dawn. Warm and dry inside the cave, Sawny Wrath ate the remainder of a poached dace, which the seer had caught to feed the otter babe. Sawny watched the little creature with a fondness that was almost fatherly.
Look at him, sleeping like a proper old river dog. Did you see him tearing at the fish? Not much wrong with his appetite.
Grisul turned the babe's paw lightly, exposing the birthmark.
It is interesting that fortune chose an otter beast to be Tagarong. An intriguing choice.
Sawny drew his knife. Holding it by the point, he placed the handle between the tiny paws. Dana clasped it in his sleep. The chieftain's fierce eyes turned to the vixen seer.
Aye, it's not usual, but otters grow big and tough, full of muscle and sinew. I'm sorry he wasn't a ferret like me, but an otter will serve the purpose just as well. We have to live by the prophecy and the omens. Thank your fortunes it wasn't a toad we found bearing the mark you foresaw.
Grisul agreed.
Aye, thank the fortunes.
Sawny chuckled quietly so as not to disturb his charge.
Look at him holding the knife like a true assassin. This one will be a powerful force when he grows. Mark my words.
Rain pattered on a canvas ground sheet that had been fixed to the riverbank's side, close to the cave. Beneath it, Antigra lay nursing the babe she now had to call Grooven. Two other vermin shared the shelter, Whirl the Rat and Felch the fox, whose poor Sawny had crippled with his blade. Whirl had his nose close to the fox's ear, complaining bitterly.
It ain't right, Cully. We've carried the tent from the Scrublands to the ford, and now we're carrying them back the way we came. Where's the sense in it if we ain't allowed to use them? Sitting out here in the rain under bits of scraps of canvas while Sawney's got a dry cave and fire and good cooked victuals. My back's killing me from being bent double all day, wiping out tracks. It ain't right, I tell you.
Felch held up his injured paw, whispering a reply.
Look at that! Me axe paw ruined for life! Sawney didn't even allow me to stop and bandage it. I had to make do with a dollop of bank mud and a dock leaf. All because I looked the wrong way at that otter brat. Ha! Tagarong. I never heard of no otter becoming a Tagarong, but I'll bide me time, Werrell. Wait and see. One day Sawney'll pay for what he did to me. I swear it.